Welcome to the Daily Inspirational Audio Show, brought to you by Big Coach, Little Coach. Every day we want to inspire and impact your life for our own journeys of fitness, business, nutrition, and lifestyle. The goal of the Daily Inspirational Audio Show is to bring you inspiration on a daily basis to help inspire your life, impact your fitness, kickstart your nutrition, and build your business. Your host star, Little Coach Farah, co-founder of two businesses, mother of two boys, and a CrossFitter. And myself, Big Coach Afro, co-founder of two businesses, two part-time jobs, and a CrossFitter. We're both practitioners and have over 2,000 hours of coaching experience. Sit back and relax and enjoy today's Daily Inspirational Audio Show. Before we crack on with today's episode, me and Little Coach Farah really appreciate you subscribe to our channel. All you need to do, I'll wait for you. Just quickly go to whichever device you're listening to, somewhere in the screen there, we'll hit subscribe, and every day you'll get a notification when the latest episode is of the Daily Inspirational Audio Show. Thank you very much for subscribing. We'll see you guys after the episode.
Without this, you're going to be confused and doing lots of trials and errors in your life. With this, you're going to have a clear and concise plan on how to apply effective nutrition for yourself and also for your family. What am I talking about, guys, here? I'm talking about education. Why is education important? Education is important because the person who is being educated about nutrition in this case will make informed choices and good choices for themselves and for their families for the rest of their lives, which will in fact teach the kids on how to make better choices to do with nutrition for themselves and for the rest of their lives when they become an adult and have their own kids. Here's what most people believe in. People believe that eating healthy is expensive. Now, I believe that's a complete nonsense. Eating healthy is not expensive, and I'll prove it to you. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not the case. I have proven this many times at the supermarket while shopping with busy mums to prove that healthy food is not expensive with my simple techniques. In fact, there was a study that was published, and it is actually stated on the NHS website. There were 90 products that were tested in terms of pricing. 45 of those products were unhealthy, 45 of them were healthy. The price at the end was exactly the same. If you were to take your supermarket trolley now and have a look what's in it, if you were to remove items that you don't really need, if you were to remove items that you've picked up as a result of buy one, get one free deal, if you have picked up items that are not on your shopping list, I guarantee you the price of your shopping trolley will not be as expensive as if you were to fill it up with healthy foods, which is fruit, vegetables, meats and nuts. So, would you agree with me now that healthy food is not expensive? Guys, write this down. So, healthy mother equals healthy child, which equals healthy family. You see, we don't really have a great system in this country about teaching nutrition. We all have different beliefs, whatever our parents have taught us, whatever they've role modeled to us. So we're all coming from different backgrounds, different beliefs, and applying what we think is the best, because we are not taught. We're not taught a very, very fundamental skill of life in how to put the right nutrition in our body. We're not taught that. And I'm here to tell you that this is the most important factor for you to run your household in the best way possible to empower you to make the best decisions in your life, is to get the education on why and what to eat, why you should eat this, and how much to eat. UK has now become number one obese nation in Europe. Why do you think that is? It is because we haven't got the education behind us. So what are we going to do about this epidemic of running through our country? And the NHS is backed up. It's backed up. It can't help us. It only has limited resources, limited knowledge of what to do. So mums or the leaders of the home, if you make a decision in your house about your nutrition, then this is for you to listen, to apply, and to learn more about what is it that you need to put into your body for the longevity of yourself and for giving your kids great foundation too. Now, this is what I want to ask you. I want to ask you a question. Have you made sure that your kids have great nutritional foundations? Have you made sure that you have a great foundation that will take you into your 50s, 60s, 70s and withstand what's coming in your way, withstand what's coming to you? Have you insured your bodies and invested in your bodies and your kids' bodies? I would like to leave you with one quote, which is, the foundation of any healthy household is great nutrition. Thank you for watching, guys, and I'll speak to you soon.